even if he wasn't taking it seriously right away, I still think that like him not being 100% serious mm-hmm. with the intent to kill, I still like don't think Zoro is strong enough to end it right that fast. Like,
but you're gonna tell me in a well fucking drowned cell?
Yeah. Apparently, because that's what we believe on this fucking podcast. No, dumbasses, we don't believe that. It's fucking...
Wait. Who, no. Okay, are you guys taking into consideration the backup Zoro would have?
You know, this is another one of those where I don't want to entertain this anymore. Because no.
Gohan bodies, so.
Gohan, no, I'm sorry. Gohan bodies the okay, fuck thank out God, of Zoro.
Because I swear, if this turned into another one of those, dude, I'm going to be getting fucking TikTok notifications for the next 5 months of people saying, well, I can't believe these guys actually believe Cell would win. Or Noelle would win.
If
on, Noelle
let
would.
It, let it go. Let it go.
Oh, fuck.
I just wanted to see if it worked. It's been a while since I've done it.
Has to do it to all three of us?
Yeah. You can't feel that bad. I did it to myself, too.
It's funny. You even said, ow. You're like, ow. You said it before you did it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's a good sound marker for you.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man.
Because it just goes straight up in the audio wave.
So you know what's going to happen one day? He's going to be sitting over there. I'm going to sit over there.
Yeah, for real.
Or throw you guys all off.
Oh, my God. That'd be so funny. Just everyone switch roles.
I'm Martin.
Like some random ass fucking episode would be like, welcome back to the Anime Alchemist podcast. My name's Martin.
My name's Gary.
My name's Emery.
And that's the intro.
Yeah, and I cannot do the rest of that. So please take it away.
What if y'all practice? I would fucking die.
That'd be good. That'd be fun. I would totally be like,
I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Whether you guys are listening on Wednesdays when this comes out, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Anchor. Maybe you guys are watching the video on YouTube at Anime Alchemist Podcast. Make sure you guys check out my TikTok, MV Joro.
My Night Charisma Taro.
Or the Anime Alchemist Podcast on TikTok as well. Make sure you guys tune into our Discord. We've been doing our anime nights more regularly. I'm pretty sure we're going to start doing Chainsaw Man and Bleach. What was the official day we agreed on?
Tuesday.
Okay, so Tuesday nights, probably 8-ish.
I mean, they drop on Tuesday, mm-hmm. so we're going to watch them Tuesday night.
Yeah, might as well, because Bleach drops Monday, and the next day is Chainsaw Monday. Man.
There you go.
So, you know, we watched both of them, because it's right there. Yeah, why not?
So 8-ish central.
Yeah, we'll try to aim for 8, but if you want to know exactly when we'll be doing it, join the Discord, Misdirection Pirates.
We'll send out
notifications every time we do these, the episodes, I guess. Mm-hmm. So just keep an eye out for that.
Also, you guys could tune in and see some of the new Alchemist After Dark. We've been doing some gaming a little bit, so we've played some Cult of the Lamb, played some Fortnite. We played Splitgate again.
I saw you guys were playing fun. Splitgate. Yeah, I was like, memories.
Dude,
yeah.
Is it as fun as it
used to be? Or? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I might open that one up again.
Yeah.
I'm being honest. I miss portals.
See, like,
yeah, that was the big thing, bro. We started using the portals. I remember some kid in the chat's like, portals are gay. I was like, oh, he just doesn't know how they work.
He just doesn't understand it. That's the whole point of the game. No, if you don't like the portals, go to fucking COD. Like,
weren't we playing Splitball or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were jacking them up. It was
I forgot about that game mode.
But we got fucked up a lot, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while since we've played.
We got shit.
I'd be rusty as fuck if I picked it up.
Like, Fat Minute, like, I had to freaking remember, like, hey, what guns am I good at? And then it's like, you start picking them up. And
or which ones you liked again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I had some bullshit shots.
Really?
Like, the sniper, I'm dead serious, man. You take damage from the wind. There is no way I'm hitting these shots. And I'm getting this little...
It's just going so fast next to you that it... Ow, that kind of hurt.
Like, it's hurting. Like, I'm getting damage markers, and I'm like, there's no way.
There's no fucking way.
And then I shoot again, and it's like, oh, they're dead. There's no way.
Dude, I swear, my favorite part about that game was literally just being creative with the portals. Doing one, like, where they couldn't see, but you were kind of off to the side of their field of view, and you just see them from your portal, be like, sucker. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's...
And just moving back. Oh, I remember getting really good too at like portal jumping really fast. So you'd like go in, shoot one, go out, you'd be over there, go in again,
shoot out, go over there.
So you're fucking teleporting across that map, getting everybody. That shit was so much fun.
It's a good game, bro.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no, yeah. You convinced me to re-download it, actually.
Yes. So you guys can check
out. We're trying to get Minecraft set up. And if we get a realm set up, you know, we can make those announcements on Discord whenever we're going to play that and stream it. And people can actually, like, get on and play with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I'm gonna
let y'all know when we get that set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we'll be trying out different games and stuff. So,
might forgetting anything else?
I like the Twitter you got there.
Big news. That's right. So for the past couple of months, we have talked about some big news coming, and it's finally here. We have officially launched our merch line. We have a number of different things. You guys can see the lovely Gary spotting the Misdirection Pirates long sleeve hoodie.
It's nice.
It's very nice.
Yeah, the material is actually surprisingly good. Like, it's soft, too.
I am sporting a Misdirection Pirates long sleeve. As you guys see on the table, this was a cool little idea that me and editor Son had of taking the Boji crown, putting it on some headgear. So you guys, we have the bucket hat, we have a beanie, we also have some shorts I'm wearing right now, and you guys can't see my legs.
Yeah, those shorts are really nice. So they're like perfect workout shorts, for example. And then that beanie is also surprisingly good. Like, all I wanted was like a simple beanie, and that's exactly what I got. And it has a really nice stitching pattern on it too. It's not just like pasted on there like a sticker or something. Like, you can tell they actually took the time to stitch it.
Oh yeah,
very nice. I'll pop a picture right here.
So if you guys want to check that out, we're going to leave a link for our merch line. So if you guys want to check that out or get any, get it quick. We don't know how long we're going to leave this line. So
be perfect for the holidays. Christmas is coming up.
There's a lot of winter
wear.
We've
got this one. Mm-hmm. We've got the Boji line. We've got the
Misdirection Pirates, line.
And then we also have the Alchemist.
The Anime Alchemist line as well. Correct. But we got merch. Yes. So whether you guys like to support the podcast or if you want to support the Discord, you know, we have lines for both of that. Or maybe if you guys are Ranking of Kings fans, we got the perfect thing for that as well.
Yeah.
So appreciate you guys. And I mean, I don't know. I'm like flabbergasted. You have no idea how long I've wanted to make merch.
Yeah, that's something that we've been wanting to do for a long time.
Yeah.
We got to make our big three badge on some merch, bro.
Yeah, I missed that design. That was original for sure. That was just like putting all three together, and it's like that symbolizing. They're like, yeah, I've watched the big three.
We might be able to get that on like the hat. Like, we might be able to get it stitched.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Stitch on stuff. That'd be pretty nice.
Yeah.
Good idea. It feels very not real for me. If I'm being honest.
It's pretty surreal. Yeah.
Yeah. But kind of like I'm excited, but
we've worked very hard to try to get it. We waited a while because we wanted to make sure to do it right. You know, like, we wanted to
put out shit that we're proud of.
Yeah, put out shit that we really enjoy and we're proud of, you know. And like, the best part about this is that we already have a bunch of ideas for future lines of merch and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we want to do different collections, you know, because that's kind of like, I like that. It gives you like a time period of like, oh, like, these are going to be original hoodies from us. It's our very first merch line. If we do a bunch of them later on, like, imagine 5 years from now, when we're still going to be doing this, and I'll remember these first hoodies, you know, and be like, you know what? Those are first designs.
Yeah, like, those are our first line.
It's really, really cool.
Season one
merch.
Season 1 merch.
Does that imply
we'll have
something?
Foreshadowing.
Is that foreshadowing?
All right. Watch for later.
Anime news, bro. So, interesting. Lucasfilm and Studio Ghibli, or Ghibli, however you want to pronounce it. They're like teasing a collab.
What?
I've heard the name Studio Ghibli again, okay, like, so, be tossed out recently. Be like, oh, are they doing something new?
They have been.
What if we got a Lucasfilm, so it's a Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Anime movie.
Well, they did do like the whole anime run and Visions, on Disney Plus.
But it's got Studio Ghibli fucking funding.
That would be really cool.
And their animator, bro, they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're just teasing it, right? They just like
put nothing's official. But I would be more than down for that.
Fuck yeah,
the possibility. Okay, so you remember that scandalous stuff that I was telling y'all about?
Oh my god, yes.
And the whole like Olympic bribing,
drama.
So Kadokawa turned around and they bought Anime News Network.
They bought Anime News Network.
is that the one that we can't trust?
The people that like reported on the whole situation early on, I think they've been going since like 1996, 1995 or 7 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, they just got bought out.
Wow. Holy shit.
By Kadokawa.
Wow.
So it's like a anime-based news network outlet is now owned by one of the companies that like they reported on.
Yeah.
So clearly
they're trying to,
they're not going
to
be saying a lot of shit. They're not going to be like spreading bad publicity about the people who own them. So like every news network, throw that source in the trash completely.
Huh.
I have to check something. Hold on. Cause they're, I think,
do they run anime news? One that we listen
to? Well, what?
They never disclosed how much they paid for it.
Okay.
Either.
Okay. No. This is not the one I was thinking of. There is a, there's a new anime outlet that I'm dead serious. It is straight up nothing but fake fucking news.
I believe that. Like, there's a, people just need to generate clicks, bro.
Yeah, 100%. And like, I 100% only continue to follow it just so I know when I see bullshit pop up on the internet to turn around and be like,
hey, okay, don't listen to this.
Sorry. Like, it's like, oh, hey, the website said the same, or this other site said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know this is fake.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oda confirmed that Uta is why Luffy loves to sing.
Oh, yeah.
Why he loves music so much.
I love that.
I love that, too, because if she's a canon character, mm-hmm, give her reasons mm-hmm. to be, you know, why, or give her, like, aspects that Luffy would take away because they've known each other since they were kids, you know, and that kind of stuff.
That tracks back all the way to, like, totally Skypiea and, like the fact that, like, yeah.
He wanted a musician
it
first.
It is the, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That's a good one, too, actually. Also, I'm not going to make this a whole thing, but I did go watch Film Red last weekend.
Uh-huh.
Really liked it, honestly. I'm not good at doing spoiler-free reviews, so I'm not going to even try to attempt that. But, I'm not going to try to attempt a spoiler-free review. But I do recommend to go watch it. I've heard people complain about it because they say it has too much singing. To those people, I say...
Get fucked.
Obviously. She has the fucking... She sings. She's the idol. The whole point of the movie is about her singing. You're going into it being annoyed that there's a bunch of singing. Don't be dumb. Like, no.
That's like saying that you didn't like movie Gold because there was too much gambling.
Yeah, they literally promoted the fuck out of the soundtrack, casino, the singer, everything. Like, if you weren't paying attention.
It's music-centric.
It's music-centric. And the music slaps. Every song was fucking awesome, in my opinion. Like, I would go listen to it just on its own.
No, what you're saying is that the people are hating because of the music. They're just uncultured.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you don't know shit about idols, go watch Love Live.
Yeah. Like this movie is not made for like Americans. You know what I mean? Like they take it differently and more seriously over there.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
they,
man.
They enjoy their fucking.
They love their fucking idols, man.
Their idols, mm-hmm, they're a big deal. And mm-hmm, the story, I actually liked it because the story was pretty solid in my opinion. Like,
just think about the fact Hatsune Miku's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's an AI thing.
Yeah, that's like,
that makes music. Like, mm-hmm, that's just programming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, she has a cult following.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
How many figures are in this house?
It really is like a worldwide sensation for them.
Hey, man. Mm-hmm. Like, don't even be called out like that.
Yeah, for sure. But I will kind of end with this. If you're anime only, don't go watch that movie. Just don't do that to yourself. That's all I'll say.
Oh, 1.7 million opening day.
1.7 million
on opening day.
I'm not mistaken. It also knocked North Black America. Adam.
It knocked Black Adam. Dang. Hell yeah.
Dude,
I loved it. I give it like a 8.5 out of 10, I guess, is where
don't quote me on that part. I mean, like, but I'm 90% sure that it did break, like, it knocked Black Adam out like that first weekend.
I love how popular these anime movies are getting.
Yes. Like, and good. People want to be like,
good.
You know, anime's not that great. Or, you know, the dumbass people are saying One Piece isn't that great, really, because it's like outselling a movie that has The Rock.
Yeah.
And those are
The Rock with superpowers.
Mm-hmm. The Rock with superpowers. Okay?
Which is the main reason I do want to go watch that movie. I'm not going to lie. I don't really care about the DC universe because there's too many that I haven't watched. I'll get to it eventually. Don't worry. I'll watch
this. Oh, this is, hold on.
I really just want to watch it because
The Rock
has superpowers.
The Rock said that he's like resetting that universe.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So that's why there's like there's an end credit kind of scene.
Okay.
That confirms somebody in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch it. I want to watch
it. I'm just going to leave it at that because,
okay. I got to watch the fucking Snyder Cut.
Yeah, you
I'll
do.
Set
you
a Saturday do. Aside to watch that.
Oh, yeah, he finally watched it.
I watched it.
Was it good?
I watched it with Sarah, yeah. It was really good.
Sarah watched it, too?
She loved it.
Okay. I'll tell Pablo because I know he's been wanting to watch it too.
It's amazing.
Pick a Saturday. Y'all should come over and watch it with us again.
So fucking down.
Yeah, I'm down.
I've watched that movie like 7 times now. Don't shut the fuck up.
That's 28 hours that you've dedicated to watching DC movies.
Okay. So, speaking of DC.
I don't want to talk about this. Kevin Conroy has passed away.
Yeah, I didn't know. I just found out about this before we started recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you don't know who that is, he's like the most well known voice actor for Batman. When it comes to the animated series, to a bunch of the video games. He's the main person.
He is Batman.
He is Batman.
He is the original Batman. The best Batman, in my opinion.
And like they've always used his voice, but you know he passed away.
Yeah, I read that he had cancer. Apparently,
no idea.
Yeah, I had no clue, dude. And that's so sad because like, it just makes me feel like we're getting old.
We lost a legend, bro.
That's like, dude. If anything happens to Mark Hamill, I will.
Oh my god, I know.
A day off, honestly, like, and just spend it watching. All of the Batman animated.
That's okay, a blow.
Let's not talk about this. This is sad. We'll be right back after this break.
This part of the podcast is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Besides the obvious perks of securing your IP address and protecting your privacy on the internet, ExpressVPN allows you to access streaming services in other parts of the world. For example, can you not access Bleach Thousand Year Blood War arc? Simply just fire up ExpressVPN, change your IP address to another country that does, like America, and start streaming Bleach on Hulu. Listeners of this podcast will get a special deal, 3 months free when you sign up for a 12-month package and use our link, www.expressvpn.com/TheAnimeAlchemist. Again, that's 3 months free when you sign up for a 12-month package and use our link, www.expressvpn.com/TheAnimeAlchemist. This part of the podcast is brought to you by Hakai Culture. Do you guys have phenomenal legs like Gary? Maybe you got some tattoos on your legs like me and you just want to show them off. Best way to do that was Hakai Culture. They have some of the best anime merch on some of the most phenomenal looking designs for shorts for men. You can get anything from the Metamedonomi. You can get
Gamagamanomi.
You can get a Gamagamanomi. Sukuna. You can get Sukuna's pattern.
Yeah, they have a lot of the Demon Slayer ones.
Also, so if you guys want to check that out, you guys can get a 10% off if you use my code EMRY13377. Again, that's code EMRY13377.
Dude, yeah, this totally fucking tastes like Fruity Pebbles. Hold
on. With the hint of milk, bro.
Now on the exhale.
With the hint of... It's the exhale that gets you that fucking milky flavor. Oh, what the hell? How do they do that?
I don't know, but G Fuel, that's some gangster shit.
G Fuel, shit.
Party Punch. Oh, Fruity Pebble cereal, basically. It makes sense. It's got the rings, and the Chaos Emeralds are different colors.
It's in theme.
Heyo.
I've always wanted to come up with my own like chip flavor. I feel like that's such a fun process.
I feel like they really would have like missed on the flavor if they did like Sonic chili dog flavor. You know, because he loves chili dogs.
Chili dog flavor?
Yeah, they do 100%. I swear to God,
he loves chili dogs. Like it's part of his character.
You think I would lie about that?
No, but
you gotta remember. You gotta remember. I follow a dude that is very like. He's like, honest to God, he's the TikTok G Fuel.
Oh, is he the guy that tastes
Danny Doritos?
Yeah.
I've been following him for years. Yes.
For Sonic?
Yes.
Is it like it's Sonic what you the think. Restaurant or Sonic the Hedgehog?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's fucking lit.
I'm dead serious.
It would have made more sense Sonic the Restaurant, to be honest with you.
I'm going to have to look it up, bro, and see if the flavor's good. I love chili
dog. Oh, no, it's terrible.
I would not want to drink a chili dog. What the fuck? Hey, that sounds disgusting.
Look, man, sometimes you got to try things.
I'll try it. I know I'm not going to like it, though.
90% of risks are worth taking.
That's beautiful. Did you come up with
and the other 10% are not at all fucking worth it, bro.
And the chili dog is in the 90.
Okay, sure. Whatever you say, bud.
Okay.
We're not sponsored by G Fuel if you haven't gotten the hint by episode 67, but we have been desperately trying to fucking get.
Yeah, Ghost, there's a drop ball there. I'm just saying.
Ghost dropped the ball. Bro, the moment we get our own G Fuel flavor,
it's over.
It's over.
done.
That's when we'll get to come up with our own flavor. It'll be the same process.
It's going to kill me. I would have loved it for it to be Ghost, but I mean, I'll take G Fuel.
I mean, if
who's to say we can't do both,
bro? If we Ghost, got like exclusive. Ghost did an exclusive can, like an exclusive flavor with our name on it, like Alchemist Potion,
I would like never that. Drink bro. G Fuel ever again in my life.
Yeah, yeah, same. Like, I love G Fuel, love the Focus Boost.
I'd sign a contract saying I would never do it ever again.
I would never pick up Red Bull, Monster, G4. Anything.
Yeah.
If somebody, if we're going on a road trip and somebody's like, hey, you want me to give me an energy drink? We'd be like, yeah, give me a Ghost. Hey, they didn't get you. I didn't have any Ghost, so I got you a Monster. Cool, I'm not drinking it.
Like, that's okay, I'll take water.
Hey, low key, bro.
Ghost or nothing.
Good, low key. Yeah. Like, Monster's kind of trash.
I've never been a fan of Monster.
You guys want to hear something fun?
What? Yeah.
I found out that Bang is a load of bullshit.
How?
Monster's suing the fuck out of them.
Really? Why?
Because they called their bullshit and was like, what's super creatine?
What's super creatine? Mm-hmm. Is that what they advertise it as?
Yeah.
What is it, anything?
No. It's just an abundant amount of creatine, which dehydrates you like a motherfucker.
No way. Yeah,
and they try to advertise it as a hydrating drink.
Dude, what the fuck?
You have excessive amount of creatine, you're going to lose a lot of weight.
It makes you more thirsty. Uh-huh. You want to get more, probably. Quench, quote unquote, quench that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah,
Monster sued them for like pretty fat amount. If I'm not mistaken, Bang's like mother company fucking filed bankruptcy.
Oof, that's bad.
I mean, hey, now we'll finally stop taking up shelf space.
Which is ridiculous because Bang has like the most variety next to Monster.
Yeah, they have the most flavor.
I remember Bang being as big of a thing as like Monster for a good while.
Yeah.
They were kind of the only other competition that I can think of, excluding Red Bull. Red Bull's kind of like in its own thing. I don't know why. Because they don't do like crazy flavors like some of these other ones do. Red Bull's always just kind of been simple.
And
like
they do
the dragon fruit one.
That one's
delicious.
I like the seasonal flavors.
I like the seasonal ones. Watermelon. Watermelon was pretty decent.
Yeah.
But you'll never see Red Bull do a fucking Sonic the Hedgehog themed.
Exactly. Or like Sour
they're
Patch
more
Kid.
Traditional, I guess, if you want to say that. But they've been around longer, honestly. Mm-hmm. And they cater maybe to a different demographic than like this would, for example. I could see someone way older than us.
Could you imagine us going into clubs and then they're like, hey, can I get a vodka, but Louis Vroom for energy drink, and they're just like, you want Red Bull? No. I brought my own ghost.
Well, you know what? I feel like Red Bull sponsors way more like music themed events. Like, I remember Red Bull being a huge thing at festivals, at concerts that I go to, stuff like that. Like, they tend to really push that side of
the world. They also push like sports, extreme sports,
and sports.
Like, think about it. Pretty sure they're a big contributor to like
X Games.
Are you familiar with Nitro Circus?
They have a whole team.
You don't know who Nitro Circus is, bro?
That shit's crazy.
I mean, take what like Jackass does, but make it like stylish.
Yeah, and put rockets on the back.
Get the fuck out of
like,
here, really?
Like, shit is crazy, bro.
They do crazy the shit, but they do it to land it. Not to, like, hurt somebody or, like...
To, like, actually land it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
It's literally what it sounds like.
They use
engines.
You've never heard of Travis Pastrana. Not Pastrana. Pastrana. He's, like, one of the most prolific known BMX riders ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's, like, the face of it. But, yeah, they've been... There's an entire, like, movie... on like Nitro Circus, the movie.
Really?
Started on YouTube kind of thing, yeah.
I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna check out some clips. Mm-hmm. It sounds pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know how the fuck we're talking about all this shit.
We started with the ghost plug. Do you guys want to talk about anime, though?
I mean, we can.
So that Chainsaw Man episode was first, crazy.
Yeah. It starts with a lie.
Yeah, honestly, like the breast pads fall out, and I was like, "What a disappointing experience!" Mm-hmm. Like,
he was so disappointed.
I was disappointed.
Yeah, me too. And then, like, you know, the other two grabs. Okay, great. You know, but like
the look of defeat on his face was so like
you
accurate,
could tell it wasn't worth it. It's like, man,
he's like, "Wow, this is it." I will give him credit though. He is one of the most efficient protagonists I've ever seen. Who sets out and accomplishes their main goal in four episodes? That's fucking crazy. Twice.
This is the second time.
That's the second time. He's already eaten breakfast, true. Remember?
That is true. Every goal he sets for himself, he just accomplishes it an episode or two later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was funny. He's like in a daze the whole day. And then that whole scene with Makima happened.
Oh, my God.
I think that made up for it, though.
Yeah. Damn, no, he motivated.
She's freaky, bro. She knows what she's doing, too. She is so manipulative. But like,
thumb in her mouth.
He's cool with it. He has to know what she's doing. I just don't.
I mean, I know what she's doing. And are you shitting me? The whole time I was watching there, I was just sitting there going, whoa.
He's young and uneducated.
Yeah.
He's super naive.
He's green, bro. He's like, he is putty in her hands.
Yeah.
Just clay for her.
But he eating, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, he be eating.
You can't complain. If you're in his shoes, I would not be complaining. Even if she was and I knew that she was manipulating me. It's better than what I was living before. I was fucking living, I don't know, like out of a cardboard box at that point. Like, man had nothing, literally nothing.
You know, I don't know if it was like the same day, but my man got two boobs in one day.
Two titty grabs.
Like, yo, you set your goal, and bro, you even exceeded that motherfucker.
And a little more, yeah, too.
Oh, and one.
It looks so much more satisfying with her.
Oh, yeah.
I was just saying, like with power, he's just like, oh, okay, you know, but like with her, you got that anime effect, you know, where the titties like budging between the fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, the rest of that was good, too. I like meeting the rest of the cast, like the other hunters, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
The hunters that they got.
Aki's
backstory. Oh my god. Please let's talk about that because that was crazy.
Dude, straight up. Dude,
in a blink of an eye,
his family
dead. Is just dead. He sends his little brother inside. He's like, go get a glove, bro. We'll play catch.
Yeah.
Like,
yep. Keep your hands
they're
warm.
They're starting to bond, right? Whole family dead. In a blink of an eye.
He's just like, oh, that just happened.
The whole time we was watching, I was like, he's going to get his little brother sick. That's going to be the issue.
Oh,
it's
that's
gonna be his fault that his brother got sick and dies. Watch. And then I was like, holy shit, that was not his fault.
And they were far from wherever the thing actually happened, too. Yeah. Like, that devil is fucking strong, dude.
I think it said it killed like 1.7 billion or million
people
in the span of 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
This is going to be interesting because I don't know what to expect, if I'm being honest with you.
Bro, this is the stuff that was controversial about them, like, swapping things around. Remember we talked about it a while back during anime news and, like, kind of during Chainsaw Man, that there's controversy that they, like, left a specific thing out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what that was.
That's what this is. It's, like, the gun devil.
Oh, dude, I'm really glad that they kept that. That's fucking important shit. And it's really...
It seems like very, very pivotal.
Yeah, this seems like its own... Like, now it feels like an arc, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
there's motivation.
Yeah.
There's something to do. You have to get the whole group together and, like... It feels like something that could last a little bit, you know? And that's what I was really wanting out of the show.
And my man Denji's got a goal out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
my man's gonna French a girl.
Yeah, dude, that...
See, and then you know what's gonna end up happening? It's gonna let him down... It's not going to give him the satisfaction he wants.
He's going to go to Makima.
Mommy's going to come in and satisfy him.
You're like, oh, she didn't know what she was doing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of like her, though.
I do like her a lot, okay. Yeah.
Okay. I
choke me.
I have a question for you.
Mommy? Because
you read some of the manga, and I know you like
it. Oh, no. I'm completely in the dark now.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I've been seeing this meme going around talking about like a sloppy blowjob scene being confirmed.
No way. I know what you're talking about.
Ask, but I'm asking.
But I also wouldn't be surprised, though. Like, each time, just like, the episode just kind of pushes it a little more. And the first time they pushed it.
I know. Okay, I know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah. On Japanese TV. There's no fucking way.
They're
going to show something like that.
They definitely pushed the envelope with the first time when Power sat down, though, on the toilet. And then the next episode was the continuation of that. Mm-hmm. Like, that was like, oh, they actually, like, went for it. And, like...
They're so consistent with all their shots.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he spilt that stamp ink all over the place. And then, like, in all the different angles that they were using.
It was there,
like, in the same trajectory and everything. I'm impressed.
I guarantee there's some kind of symbolism there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but the fact that you noticed it that much, it has to be.
Probably. I would hope that the show gets like deeper as it goes on. You know what I mean?
Watch, somebody's going to die with that stamp.
Well, because obviously like the Gun Devil is also relatively not deep, but like there's subliminal messages, I guess, just with the whole idea of the Gun Devil.
Just to put this in y'all's mind. Mm-hmm. There's a Chainsaw Devil. Mm-hmm. There's a Gun Devil.
The Ghost Devil.
There's quite a few things out there.
There's a lot, yeah.
Devil?
Bat. There could be a concept for anything.
Is there a devil devil?
Oh, man.
What, the what now?
A devil devil? Like fear of devils creates a devil a devil devil? I mean, the Gun Devil caused more fear for devils, which made all of them get a power boost.
Hey,
so if Denji kills the Gun Devil, is he going to get weaker?
Hmm.
I don't know. What are you asking?
I just want to make full circle on something.
Uh-huh.
Does it hurt you that we got a Gun Devil before we got a Gun Hero?
Rub it in.
Pablo brought it up to me too.
Fuck yeah, Pablo.
Thank you, Pablo.
Wow, it's never been that. It's never been thank you, Pablo. It's always been the other.
Fuck you, Juan.
Yeah, but
no, thank you,
Pablo. Good job today, bud. He did bring it up, and I did think of that too. But you know what? I'm not losing hope. We're getting a season 3, aren't we, for Shield Hero? I hope we are. And if we are, there's no reason we can't get it.
They confirmed a season 3 for Slime, though.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Have you?
No.
Please.
Okay.
Pretty please. Like, dude, out of all the new gen stuff.
You say that with everything.
No. Okay, out of the okay, so the when I say like new gen, I mean not Black Clover, not.
Means the isekais.
Yeah, out of the. Okay, yeah.
Well, you know, isekais are tough for me to get into, dude. Like, it took me a minute to get into.
I'm going
to
say something, and I know the two of y'all are not going to like what I say.
I did.
Damn. I like.
Fair, but okay.
I like Slime more than I like Fire Force.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, it's the spectacle, to be honest. The spectacle is just so good.
And, like, dude, like. You see his
influence.
Fair.
You see the power of his influence. Mm-hmm. It's so great. You watch him go from this like. He's the weakest being that there is. He's a fucking slime.
Man, that's definitely one of those that I feel like I know I'm probably gonna like it. It's
oh,
just
you
like
love
the lazy in me. The lazy in me is stopping me. But I'll move it up my list. I'll move it higher.
It's also like very hard for a series to distinguish itself in like the fantasy.
Aspect, but this there's definitely
fantasy
is.
Genre.
Well, that's the most. I mean, Slime is probably one of the most popular isekais that I've heard.
It's low key like the new poster child of isekais.
Yeah,
now that SAO
I'd say so. I can't really think of another one that's like as big or as talked about as Slime.
Yeah, since Sword Art Online.
Since Sword Art Online, there you go.
There is only one thing that is probably bigger in isekai than Slime right now.
What?
Truck-kun.
Really?
The only thing that's everybody knows about. When you think isekai, you think Truck-kun.
Yeah.
Then you probably think Slime. Then you think SIO.
Hmm. Fair. Okay. All right. I'll move it up.
Reincarnated as a truck.
It's also better than Overlord.
This one I might have to give another shot later, but I did watch the first episode of Overlord a while back, like months ago.
Man,
and
Pablo
fell asleep.
Oh, really?
We fell asleep, dude. I am so sorry.
It's just
watching for the titties, bro. Alvedo.
I can get that anywhere else with better, more like.
Oh, you're right.
First episode.
You should watch the one with the demon lady that sucks on the kid's PP to get his magic juice and get super strong.
Is that Vermeil or something like that? The
yeah, pretty sure
that Wait. One's only on High Dive, I think.
There was something High Dive was doing.
If you watch Slime, okay, you get a good story. You get the titties, and. There's horns attached too.
Ooh, bro. Let me tell
you. Y'all have more of a horn thing than I do, first of all.
Hold on, but let me tell you, bro. Like, low key, this anime does it right. It does it right. There's just fan service. And they're like.
They also have their own Benny Mark.
But it's not like too much to distract. Mm. Right? Like,
is it funny?
Fan service.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I'm sold. I just want something funny.
Bro,
something
fun. Oh, no, absolutely. It's as comical as it is action packed.
Okay. Fair.
You would love Gabiru.
Oh my fucking god.
You would. I
yeah,
love
you
Gabiru.
Would. Yeah.
You'll be like, this my just wait, bro. Yeah. Just
dub
wait.
Or sub?
I mean, I watched it sub, but
the dub's pretty decent though.
Yeah.
I've seen like these
lately movies. I've been kind of like liking dubs when they're good and preferring them just because it's easy. At least for shows that I know that like they don't have a significantly stronger sub.
You showed me Chainsaw Man. It sounded pretty
good. Yeah, the Chainsaw Man dub is good. From the clips.
Fondle some titties. So,
like, the character that in there that he is named Benny Morrow.
Oh, okay.
Like they have their own Benny Morrow. He gives off Benny Morrow vibes. But he also reminds you of Renju? Sanji's oldest brother?
Reiju.
Like,
oh, it's a girl.
Wait, no. San. No.
The red one?
Ichiji.
Oh, the red. I thought you said his sister.
Ichiji.
No, the oldest.
The oldest. There's Ichiji. There's Yanji. He's the green fuck up.
The red one is Ichiji.
Okay, then yeah, Ichiji. Oh, yeah, that makes sense because he's one. Ichiji.
Oh, yeah. Nichiji is
that's why Yanji's
green. Yanji's green. Is Nichiji the blue one?
Nichiji's the blue boy.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Sanji's
black. Yeah, or Sanji, because he's three.
Sanji's three, yeah. But like, if you took those two characters, put them together, that's what the Benny Mario.
Oh, Yanji, Yanko, Yan four.
Mina, he's learning.
The more you learn, the more you learn.
How about that? Oh, we learned some shit about Bleach.
Bleach.
We learned the backstory for where Captain Yamato's fucking lieutenant.
Yeah.
And his different names. I like that.
Yeah.
He chose Gendo Yusei.
So, like, I love the backstory, right? But you and me kind of have, like, differing opinions on this. And I wanted to ask you. I personally think that, like, yeah, the backstory was definitely needed and it was great because he's an important character that we've known since, like, early on in Bleach, since, like, Soul Society, that you've seen him. But if I'm being honest, I feel like that backstory should have happened a while ago. I don't know why. Like, it was just so late into the show that...
Bleach does that, though.
They do.
That's just part of, like, how Kubo does it. The thing is, like, it's better. It's handled better than Naruto.
Yeah. And, like, I'll give it credit because I probably wouldn't have remembered the full backstory way earlier on. Like, the fact that it's doing it now reminds me of this character. And then I think just the order was kind of weird to me. Like, the fact that he died and then we get it. Sometimes I feel like getting that backstory before and knowing this character for a while makes that death a little more significant. It's hit or miss. It depends on the character. It depends on the show.
I felt not like more... the weight of the person and his title being taken down was the biggest like impact. Mm-hmm. Like when we saw that, we were like, he's his lieutenant.
Yeah, but also didn't he get like one shot by Ichigo in Soul Society when they like when all the lieutenants kind of came up to him and tried to stop him?
Hold him back.
Remember, that doesn't seem like a situation where you should hold back, in my opinion.
I mean, but like, we just saw his Bankai.
Yeah, dude, I'm so excited to see the Bankais for captains and lieutenants that we never got to see in like the original Bleach.
Oh,
that's gonna be fucking sick, dude.
Bro,
I'm hyped because I know we're gonna be getting them. There's no way we're not.
I also just love that Kenpachi moment we got.
Yeah, like, that's the other thing I wanted to
say. Yeah, split him in half. That one was yammering, so I ripped his throat out, shut him up, finally. And this other guy, you know, he wasn't bad. He turned into me. So, of course, I'm a challenge. Fucking love it.
Dude, I don't know if we mentioned it. If we didn't, I apologize. But Kenpachi, also Black Air Force energy. Yo, fucking 100%. Like, no question about it.
And the shitty thing, like, I know watching it. The man had an eye patch on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he still had that eye patch
on. Which means that their data on him is still not adequate.
Yeah, he's going to be a very important character.
I love that it eats his spiritual energy.
Yeah, I feel like him and like Captain... I feel like him, the head captain, and maybe one other person. I can't think of another captain or lieutenant. Those two are going to be the ones that are going to be holding off this the Quincy's. For a while until Ichigo kind of gets back. Like, that's what I'm going with. Like,
I think, what's his name is?
I mean, Renji and...
Renji, too.
Renji, I'm thinking...
I hope.
He's down for the count, bro.
Nah, he gotta get back up, bro. I'm tired of Renji being thrown around because I like Renji. He just doesn't do shit, though.
What are you talking about, bro? That's Ichigo's bitch.
Nah, shut up. I like Renji.
Come on, bro. He was even Chad's bitch for a while.
Shut up.
Bro. Chad and... is Chad okay?
Chad. Poor Chad.
Dude, his fucking arm was like almost blown off. His whole shield was fucking gone.
You know, Orihime took like a solid hit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, who the fuck saved them?
Oh, no. They didn't seem like he saved them because it was also.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. The next thing, there was a sword at Udahara's fucking face.
Yeah. What if it's a dad?
I got theories.
I think it's the dad. Ichigo's dad, maybe.
If it's,
I think it's Gary's boy.
Did we see
Mario?
Did we see
I don't
cat
think.
Girl. Cat girl.
Oh, Yoruichi.
Thank you. Did we see Yoruichi?
We have not
in
seen
the
her
Soul yet. Society.
No.
Okay, so maybe she.
I feel
to
like
the side.
Oh, I feel like the trailer showed her in Soul Society, or in the Wekamundo world. I feel like I remember seeing that in the trailer.
Who knows, man?
I cannot wait for that damn panel to get animated, though.
Yes, I want to see her.
It's
fucking
so funny that y'all know.
Yeah.
That y'all know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Loki. Like that meme was true. We was waiting for that to be animated.
Yeah, I mean, this show's been around for so long. It's hard to avoid shit like that, you know, especially if you're so into like the anime world. And it's been,
I think they got saved by it, like one of the other, the older Ron cars. Because clearly they're not all dead.
Yeah, that's true. Who else was good, though, that like would be
willing? Who has an actual sword?
Grimmjow Jagajek.
Grimmjow would not save them.
You want to fucking bet?
You think so?
That man likes destroying for the sake of destroying. I don't know. Did we ever see a body?
I don't think there was a body left.
Also, what's her name? I don't know how the fuck she lived.
The
lady with the three?
The lady with the three girl? The three?
Yeah. Aizen fucked her shit.
Yeah, for real. I really thought she was alive? Down and out, like from the original show. And then I saw her back and I was like, oh, she's alive. Okay.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
bro, no, people just built different, bro. They can recover.
So Grimmjow's built different, bro. Then if she's alive.
I know he's trying to play devil's advocate, but the motherfucker loves Grimmjow, so I know he's bullshitting us.
Ichigo was also trying to put him down. Like that was the fight where Ichigo had to overcome the whole his whole internal issue of killing. You know,
they also kind of like see each other eye to eye, though. I feel like they respect each other to a certain degree.
It was like Kenpachi.
Yeah, because if it wasn't for like, remember, even Grimmjow was like, I don't want to fight like a weakened version of you. I want you at your best so I can prove to you that I'm better than you or something like that.
Yeah.
When you say that, you don't hate that person. You don't like want to kill them. You just
fighting for the sake of fighting.
You're fighting for the sake of fighting, but it's like a mutual respect. It's like a Goku and Vegeta thing, but, you know. Like it got to the point where Vegeta didn't want to kill Goku anymore. He just wanted to be better than him or something, or just let him make him know where his place was.
Oh man, I guess y'all just have to watch to see what happens.
Yeah, well we do. Yeah, we're gonna theorize a lot.
Who knows who it is?
My hero.
Bruh, Gigantomachia on the move.
That's what I've been waiting for.
That's a big thing. Mm-hmm. He's on the move.
They draw him Mount Lady so fucking well. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see the like struggle in her face.
She's
like
bleeding, too, at one point. Like, her nose started bleeding from how hard she was pushing.
They put so much detail into her fucking face.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I'm glad that they gave her something important to do because she had not done anything important the entire show. She was introduced as like a like a rookie.
For everybody sitting there wondering, she's dead. You know who we're talking about. She's dead.
Did we ever say spoiler warning in the beginning?
I haven't said spoiler warning for fucking like 10 episodes, bro.
How do we keep missing this?
I don't know. Okay.
It used to be like so.
Bro, yeah, fuck you guys.
Into our intro.
Yeah, and then I had to add on like fucking 30 seconds worth of remembering shit, okay?
Hey man, that's
can
just
y'all
means
just
we keep
plugs.
Adding on to your shit.
You
too.
Guys just have to remember your names, you dicks.
<You're>
at least you can do is just say spoiler warning at the end for me.
I can't blame him; he's not wrong. We'll try.
Maybe next time.
Say your TikTok plug and then say spoiler warning right afterwards.
It works.
I'll do my TikTok plug and then the Alchemist one,
and then we'll see.
And then I'll say
okay. Bet. Divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll hit record.
Was that all? Was that all that really happened?
This episode? Well, it set up like the students, for example, getting ready to try to take on Higantomachia and like the plan, because Midnight essentially kind of passed that to
them, because she is them. Fucked.
Momo. I will never remember her other names. But yeah, pass it on to her, told her that, like, hey, this is going to be up to you. If you want to run, go for it. I don't blame you. But we need to stop. Like him. We
got to put him to sleep.
We got to put him to sleep. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And she took charge. And I like this moment for the class, you know, because it really shows that they've learned a lot and how to work with each other. So I'm excited to see how all that gets animated. But it kind of ends with that. And then the first half of it was Endeavor, Bakugo, and
Midoriya, and
Gran Torino,
and
Aizawa, all fucking fighting.
Remember, yeah, losing him is worst case fucking scenario. The fact that Deku came in,
gripping his hands to like push him away, that was so good, bro.
Dude, the fact
yells at Gran Torino like losing.
Like, this is what you told me. This is worst case scenario. So I'm stepping the fucking. I don't care if this is illegal. I don't care if I'm not supposed to. Like we cannot let this happen. You have us here. Let play our strengths. Like, that's what we're here for. There are no civilians for us to keep an eye on and protect. Like, it is just us and him. We need to take him down. That's how important this is. And the fact that he understands that really shows how much he's growing too.
Not to mention, he asked for permission.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I
about to die.
He's still asking for permission, bro. Right? Like, yeah. he that's his sensei. He's like, let me fight. You're already there, but he's still asking.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, Bakugo is throwing out some insane
power. Yeah, we mentioned that. Like, he's on the level of the Endeavor is throwing out all that fire. I'm like, how do you... That's impressive. That's really impressive.
In the manga. I remember we talked about that whenever the manga hit that point, right? They're doing it well in the anime.
Too. They're doing super, super well. I have not been disappointed with an episode so far. From, like, Shigaraki's awakening, from fucking them storming in the hospital. Everything has been exactly how I wanted it in the anime. So I can't complain.
This most recent episode actually has the largest viewership of, like, I'm pretty sure over the past 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Damn, that's impressive.
Like, it's having a resurgence. Just because, like, it's getting serious.
I mean, it really needed to. I'd be disappointed if it wasn't, because this is the most important arc.
Oh, if only people had warned and called this shit.
Yeah. If you didn't,
we can see the future.
We knew.
We can read the manga.
Yeah,
a bit.
We can read the manga.
Yeah, this one is a manga that's definitely worth reading, so but I'll leave that up to y'all.
Yeah. All right, now that we're done covering the chaos of My Hero Academia, let's start some chaos in the comments.
Anime Wheel of Chaos.
Yay! This did so fucking well last time.
This is just fun, honestly. Sometimes you get some fucking random ass like matchups, and
you get some really angry people.
Really angry people, yeah, honestly. So I'm actually screen recorded this time so we can see. There's an actual wheel. We didn't just randomly come up with these, but... There's a wheel of random fucking anime names, so but yeah. So we decided to bring this back. We'll try bringing it back every now and then whenever we feel like it. I guess I don't know. So, first spin, we've got. There's like a sound.
Make sure you remove them.
Yeah.
Oh make sure my you remove god.
Them this time, okay.
I don't know why I struggled so.
Is that
Itachi? Naruto. But we did him last time.
Itachi. Okay. No, it's fine. Remove him now.
Yeah, I removed him now. So
Itachi versus.
Gojo?
Oh.
Eustace Kid. Itachi versus Kid.
Itachi. Even if Kid
Whoa.
No,
bro. You're gonna tell me that
Frankie can beat Itachi, but you're telling us that Kid won't? No way.
Kid bodies Frankie. I love Frankie, but Kid bodies him.
Kid?
Yes.
Kid bodies Frankie. Yes.
I'm sorry, but Kid can try, right? He could try to like take over General Frankie, but I'm sure he has something up his sleeve.
No, there's no way he has something up his sleeve. I completely and wholeheartedly, fundamentally disagree with you.
How?
No fucking way. Kid was on the roof.
Next you're going to tell me that Juggernaut can beat Magneto? No! No!
That's essentially
it's
what it is.
Done.
It has happened.
In some alternate fucking timeline, probably. No, you're not convincing me that kid is stronger than fucking
Frankie.
Yeah.
Or that Frankie is stronger than Kid. Exactly. Kid is stronger than Frankie, and Kid would beat fucking Itachi. Someone in the comments last time we brought up Itachi was definitely saying, like, Itachi's overrated. And honestly, like, depending on who he's against, he can be overrated.
Yeah.
But in this case, like, Kid is fucking him up.
So what's he going to do if he hits him with lightning style?
Hmm.
He doesn't.
I mean, we saw him tank fucking.
He tanked Hera's fucking lightning blast. Okay, Itachi can't put out that much firepower.
He can put out fire.
He can just drop it and get another one, right? Just like fucking Frankie.
And, or like how Naruto uses the chakra drip.
I don't know, man.
One hit from like a punk Gibson and Itachi is out.
Susanoo just boom.
Like, it's gonna come down to that. It's gonna come,
it's
down,
gonna come down to what's stronger. Yeah, yeah, essentially. And if that Susanoo can't fucking take it.
Oh man.
And if you're gonna tell me that Cyborg Frankie.
If you apply like hockey too, I guess you're right. Yeah. Kid would win it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh man. Itachi's one of his specialties is Shuriken Jutsu, and that is useless against him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Moving on.
No, I'm sorry. Tsukeyomi ain't gonna work. Isn't gonna work.
I'm not satisfied with that though. Hey, wait, hold on.
Well, that's a new one.
Tsukeyomi.
No, don't fucking start. No, we moved on. Sasuke.
Supreme King Hockey.
You've moved on.
Sasuke, okay.
Move.
Just kidding.
Sasuke. Oh my god, we just had Itachi, now we have Sasuke.
Yeah.
This is okay, so basically the same exact shit you were taking from the last one and put it up against Kaido?
Kaido versus Sasuke.
Which Sasuke?
What Sasuke?
I guess just Prime Sasuke.
So prime like Sasuke. The end of like
the end of the Ninja War.
Listen to me. Prime Sasuke, even if you like gave him a bunch of stat buffs. Let's say you give him a bunch of stat buffs. He's equivalent to Law fighting Kaido.
Well, yeah, that's kind of a good point because of the teleportation thing.
Teleportation, the electricity,
the lightning,
all of that.
Elements,
like,
yeah.
Kind of the same move sets.
Okay.
Kaido. Yeah. He crushes him.
Question though.
Mm-hmm.
What if he...
hits him with Amaterasu?
No. What if he hits him with, is it Indra's arrow?
Indra's arrow.
That's like all. Like, that's like
lightning type.
I think that lightning shit that he can do.
It doesn't matter.
I forgot what that lightning attack that Kaido does.
Kaido is not lightning type. Okay, we have seen him throw out wind, fire, lightning.
He's a flying type.
He's a dragon.
Kaido's a flying
type. He's a fucking dragon type.
He's a flying type. Yeah, yeah.
Gyarados is a flying type, isn't he? Or is he a dragon type?
He's flying in water.
You never use the water.
It's so disappointing.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like Charizard flying.
Not a dragon.
Not a dragon. Yeah, no, I, yeah. No,
I think Kaido, most attacks Kaido, that Kaido can put out is going to beat like, Indra's arrow.
The super perfect Susanoo.
Mm-hmm.
It takes one Thunder Bagana to shatter that entire thing. And I'm sorry.
Okay.
One punch from Kaido to Sasuke.
Oh no, he's done. Yeah, no.
Not to mention a blast breath from Kaido, bro.
You know how Kaido put down Conjuro? That's exactly how it'd go down with Sasuke.
Damn. Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't see Sasuke. No way.
He would Madara him. Just stab him with his own sword. Madara did it first.
Fair. We going with Kaido then?
Yep, Kaido. Remove.
There it is. All right, we'll do one last one. We've got.
Please don't give us
more. Oh my fucking god.
You know, in hindsight, adding Dragon Ball characters to this may not have been the best idea.
You said that last time.
Yeah.
I still think Noel wins.
Not entertaining that even for half a second.
Come on. Give me Asta.
Gohan versus.
Are we talking like Super Gohan? Like the new form Gohan?
Peak of every character. Like Prime, whatever.
Ronono Azoro.
Prime Gohan versus Prime Zoro.
Zoro cuts him down.
Do you think Zoro can actually cut Gohan?
Absolutely like not.
After he trained and got beast mode.
Nah, Zoro's not winning this.
I'm sorry.
Zoro's not winning.
I love
that.
Zoro, but
Gohan, this is where you guys are slacking. Mm. Gohan has the same fucking issue that his father does. He holds back. Zoro does not.
All it takes is Gohan catching a blade and pushing slightly, and that's gone. The blade is done.
Even if he wasn't taking it seriously right away, I still think that like him not being 100% serious with the intent to kill, I still like don't think Zoro is strong enough to end it right that fast. Like,
but you're going
to
tell me in a well fucking drowned cell?
Yeah. Apparently, because that's what we believe on this fucking podcast. No, dumbasses, we don't believe that. It's fucking...
Wait.
Are you guys taking into consideration the backup Zoro would have?
The what?
He has the infinite anime world to like call to beat the fuck out of Gohan, bro.
The infinite anime world?
Bro, what are you talking about? He can call in Eren. He can call in Jiren.
Yeah, he could call in Asta because he taught him three sword style. He could call in
Ichigo because they're swordsmen and they get along like that. You can call in Kenpachi too, bro. That's it. Zoro wins.
You know, this is another one of those where I don't want to entertain him anymore. Because no.
Gohan bodies, though.
Gohan bodies the fuck out of Zoro.
Because I swear, if this turned into another one of those, dude, I'm going to be getting fucking TikTok notifications for the next 5 months of people saying, well, I can't believe these guys actually believe Cell would win, or Noelle would win.
If
Noelle would.
Let it go.
Can fly.
Just let it go, please.
Gohan can fly.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Noelle.
Zoro throwing slashes isn't gonna do shit. Yeah,
Gohan is so much faster.
He's faster. He's got form.
Future type.
He can fucking use ki.
He can disintegrate Zoro, bro. He can disintegrate. Yeah,
Zoro's done. I stand by what I said about Noelle.
I don't know.
Yes.
Well, okay, that's actually really good. So, like, you know, Zoro was last character. Let's just talk about this week's episode.
Yeah,
of One
that
Piece.
Is perfect. I want to talk about One Piece now.
Oh my god. Okay, well, not just this episode, but last week's episode. We got a few things. So, in the last episode, we got Queen's hyper form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we finally got that.
And, like, he looks kind of silly, but it's really cool too. He's a fucking cyborg.
I love it. I think it's a perfect hybrid form for him.
And the fact that he was part of like the Germa, the Germa scientists, like, bro, that's so cool.
There's history there, bro.
Yeah. And we got the
shake that up.
The baby geezer chopper.
Yeah, we also called that.
Yeah, we did call that.
You called baby geezer.
Okay, chopper? Yes, we did, because you asked us what we thought the ramifications were going to be.
Yeah,
I said it was going to make him older. He said it was going to make him small and chibi.
You're right.
We were both fucking right.
You're right. I do remember me thinking that. I was like, holy shit, they got it. I just forgot to write it down. But yeah,
he's like, I forgot to write down the time y'all write. I know you do that.
Also, who's who
is a fucking CP0
member, or a former member of Cyberpol. Just a former member of Cyberpol.
Member. Uh-huh. He's a government agent.
Mm-hmm.
Was
a government agent. Yeah.
That's so crazy. He was on Wano. He escaped and then like blended in and became integrated with Kaido's crew. No,
yeah. That's.
And like the fact that there's CP members there
just fucking
want to kill him.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fucking totally glazed over that.
Yeah.
And they even said, they were like, well, he's going up against Jinbei.
He'll be. Yeah. They even they believed in Jinbei. They're like, yeah, no.
Oh,
he's
my
not.
God. They're there to kill him because of what he fucking knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
My
so,
fucking God.
Wait.
Or the questions he has more than anything
before
else.
We get there.
Because he was in prison. Remember, they even mentioned that they had killed, or who's who mentioned that they killed off.
The guards
that would tell people about that,
bro.
The slaves.
Bro. Okay, look, I feel like I
y'all
I
y'all
like
please go
little,
off on that
I feel like
because
this
I
is
have
a little ham fisted, bro. I get it. Luffy got the God Devil Fruit. They started to retcon it in the last episode with the who's who reveal, right? 13 years ago.
And if you guys think,
Luffy got the gumma no mi. He rises
now,
to prominence.
I know what you said about the whole retcon thing, and by definition, I guess you can say it is a retcon, but I have to say that retcon has such like a negative connotation to it that I don't want to use that word because I think they're just giving more context. And like Oda has done this with a lot of things.
Retcon isn't necessarily a bad thing.
No, right? No, it's not that it is a bad thing. It just has a negative connotation, right? Like when people hear, oh, this got retconned, you automatically assume like, oh, they fucked it up.
Really?
Like,
I mean, I just...
Well, that's how I've always viewed it. That's what, how a lot of people I've seen online
kind of view it. You just get more information.
You get more information.
I mean, it is, by definition, it is a retcon.
Yeah.
Even if Oda planned this from the start.
Yeah.
Because whether he did or not, like, it doesn't...
Yeah,
we're, even look we're as an audience, unaware of this information. So it's whenever we're finally given that information, like...
Yeah, because right here, like the actual definition of retcon says, a piece of new information that imposes a different interpretation on previously described events, typically used to facilitate a dramatic plot shift or account for an inconsistency. That's where it gets it. So it's more negative when it accounts for an inconsistency, but this isn't an inconsistency. This is literally just
a plot shift.
Yeah, it's a plot shift. It's moving it to like, yes, you knew this much, but I didn't tell you about this stuff yet. And it's not inconsistent, so that doesn't make it a bad thing.
No.
Yeah. Because they even say at the very beginning when like Luffy eats the gum gum fruit, like I think
we
it's Lucky Roo.
From,
Lucky yeah, Roo like, says, did you eat this one that we stole from the enemy?
The enemy ship.
Mm-hmm. Never says who, never says when, how, what.
Doesn't say military, could have been another pirate ship.
Could have been everything. It's up to interpretation, but now we're just getting that extra content.
We're
so
getting,
by definition, it makes it a retcon.
Yeah, specific information that changes the plot and shifts, you know, it has weight on the plot.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So ultimately, it is a retcon.
Mm-hmm. So just now, don't take it as like a negative thing. It can be good things. Mm-hmm. It's just
like,
what it is.
I'm excited for what's going to come out of it, right? But I feel like that reveal rolled into like this Sun God Nika talk.
Yeah.
It's a little ham-fisted. Like, okay, they killed the guard. Jinbei is a part of the Sun Pirates. He knows something about it. That when he mentioned that, he got serious. Like, that's when you saw him throw up that hockey and, like, go full badass mode.
That fight was crazy.
He was like, he was just taking it, right? But the moment he said, like, he's starting to question history and it's involving the Fishmen and he's linking together, like, all right, slavery, people need to be freed. There's this poneglyph. I know he doesn't know about that, but we know about it. There's a poneglyph on Fishman Island, Joy Boy, it all connects.
Even Kaido's mentioned Joy Boy a couple times throughout the arc, so.
It all connects. So.
They make it easier to kind of connect those dots in the anime than it was reading it, because I think, like, we were getting a lot of multiple breaks, splitting that up. So it, like, for me, again, my slow dumbass sometimes misses certain things when I'm reading it and there's breaks. So I think watching it kind of like more consistently made it seem more like, oh, like this is maybe where they're going. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But
is Joy Boy
well,
Nika?
Them revealing the Gamma Gamma no Mi, them revealing this myth.
Yeah, that these slaves
this sun god about, you know, that slaves used to talk about for hope. And then they reveal like, oh, the guard was killed.
Yeah, he was killed.
To
like,
kill who's who because of the information he knows. Mm-hmm. He's asking questions he shouldn't be asking. Even Jinbei got serious because he's asking questions he shouldn't be asking. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it all wraps around to the fact that Luffy ate this devil fruit that was stolen off of a ship by Shanks.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
For it to be used as a plot device, bro.
Love it.
Joy Boy. Has to be Sun God Nika. It's the only way it makes sense for the plot to move forward.
But we don't know.
So my question is, Luffy, like, how many times is Oda gonna change what kind of devil fruit Luffy has? Because now it's a mythical zone.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna have a mythical form. He got the god devil fruit, bro.
Would it be a?
We need you to start just looking at Emery instead of me.
Would it be?
I'm not jumping into this conversation. I'm sorry.
No. It would be like Sengoku's.
That's.
It would be a mythical human
model.
Sun God Nika.
Well, see, you remember all that time ago when we were talking about Black Clover and the devils?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if devil fruits like the devils inside of them
resonated
like. Had a will of its own. Oh, know, like, what if there's something inside of the devil fruit that's actually sentient in some way?
Mm-hmm. And it was for
Luffy. I don't know if that's what they're gonna go with. Like, I feel like Luffy, being the indomitable force that he is, like he's like pure will, mm-hmm. right? Like, mm-hmm. even if there was another character like that, and like say Sanganika is like embedded into his devil fruit in a way, I don't think he'd be able to impose any kind of control.
No.
It's Luffy.
It's still Luffy. Luffy. Like, it's
going to be his own will. So we're just going to get a power-up buff. Mm-hmm. Which at this point, with scaling and like shit getting as serious as it is, kind of makes sense.
Just going to put him over that. It's going to definitely push him over Kaido's level.
Oh, man.
I mean. And then hold on. Then will that. You be we satisfied with the that. Title of Yonko for him?
Because he got the special god devil fruit. No, because
he actually beat one down with his own power.
I mean.
And not just rolled up, pissed everybody off, and then left. Like, it didn't hold kick.
I feel like that was justified. I really enjoyed, like.
What are you talking about? You were the reason you told me that you didn't like
yes,
it.
Yes, I didn't like it at first, but then after seeing, like, the influence of the, like, that news going across the world, like the ripple effect it had, it's like, yeah, it makes sense. Everybody thinks Luffy's a Yonko,
but Yonko means four.
True.
Well, I mean,
so what, we're gonna call him the Koko? That's literally what it means.
Gyoko,
or is it Gyo
Kikoho?
Kiko, how you doing?
Kiko, how you doing?
That's unrelated. Fuck!
I don't know. I feel like with that reveal, like, there's no other way to tie them together. You know, Jinbei is tied to Fishman Island, and they showed Robin
that pond cliff.
And it specifically mentions Joy Boy going to Fishman Island to free them, and Fishman have a history of slavery. The celestial dragons.
Maybe that's what the history of the apology slavery. Was. Is he didn't get to free them in his first life.
Maybe, but he promised to come back.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. It's like, you know. I mean, dude, the possibilities. So many questions. I feel like are endless. Yeah, I have so many.
This fuck
many
over
questions.
Here is just fucking smiling. Sorry, no offense.
No offense. Yeah, fuck you.
Talking to you jackasses behind the camera. You guys know what we're talking about. We're just going to end this because you look like you're, like, really fucking struggling right now, bro.
I am, dude.
And, like you can't, like I don't
put into
you.
Words
like,
everything yeah. you're fucking thinking right now.
And he's not even fucking saying anything anymore, so I don't blame him. I don't blame him. I'm guessing we're hitting the fucking nail because we're not stupid.
Yeah. I mean, he's silent, so I'm like, the moment I was looking at him and he's like, poker facing me.
I finished my fucking drink, bro. Yeah, I was just like, this was full.
We're on to something.
This was full when we started talking about One Piece.
The moment they like made that reveal and like dropped Sun God Nika and started to talk about the mythology, when we're watching that episode, that's instantly the most logical conclusion.
Ooh, what if that devil fruit was actually also like one of the legendary weapons. So we know that we know about the ship.
Ooh, that is a theory that a lot of people have thought of. Ship, just like that, some but there's one that of the, one of the devil one. Fruits could be like a fucking ancient weapon or something.
Like you have,
that's what I
thought. One of the ancient weapons is a ship.
Yeah.
That like only Frank and Robin
I'm
can build.
I'm happy you said ancient weapons.
Shirohoshi is Poseidon. She is the ancient weapon.
So that's what's like, stopping a devil fruit from being like the last one.
Like the last one. Yeah.
Oh.
Or power strong enough to be able to destroy a fucking island.
For real, yeah.
I mean, yeah, makes sense. I mean, somebody had to lead the ancient kingdom and,
mm-hmm.
you know,
oh.
the fishman and the giants and everybody were like actually allied with them.
Damn. That what if it was what if it was Nika that punished
Zunisha? Bro, I want to know why. I mean, Luffy can hear it too. But I feel like that's because he can hear the voice of all things.
What if he can hear the voice of all things because he's... There's so many fucking questions that are... I don't like this fucking reveal anymore. I don't. I think I would.
No, it happened to everyone, bro. When this chapter came out, everything y'all have been fucking saying just started like coursing through the community, or the manga community at the very least. So like now it's just the anime's turn to go through it. But don't worry, I know that you have a lot of questions right now, but if I'm being completely honest with you, shelf your questions and just enjoy the rest.
I mean, I'm
of the rest of the few it. Episodes. Like, just
I'm gonna enjoy it.
Yeah,
like,
keep it in your mind. Big. Keep it in the back of your mind. Don't stress yourself out too much about it, though.
No, I'm
because
fucking,
if you
fucking,
do that, no, you might set up expectations for yourself. So you just want to like, don't do that to yourself. Oda knows what he's doing.
I know he knows.
And
what
Oda's
he's doing.
Always been good about surprising people. Okay, so just
I want to make him. Worry. I want to make him quiet one more time. This is what broke the fucking internet.
I'll stay quiet no matter what you say.
This is what broke the fucking internet back then, huh?
This is what you told me to like
straight stop
getting
on
the internet for a while. Like, this is what started that big.
Do you want me to tell you something?
Time where I just like.
Do you want me to tell you something? No, it's not.
This isn't it, but it's coming. Maybe. And whatever it is, I'm sure it's the like official fucking reveal.
Maybe.
Glad that we weren't recording in his face for that one.
It can't be Logia. Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't know.
If he's a Paramecia, why is it so special? And how is it tied to Sun God Nika? If it's a Logia, then it could be a model.
Mm-hmm.
Model Sun God.
Because then it could just be as simple as like a human fruit model. Or special Zoan. Or wait, no, mythical Zoan, human fruit model, Nika, I guess, or Sun God.
I mean, there are gods in the One Piece universe.
Yeah, because I mean, Sengoku's is like
Buddha one.
It is like the mythical Zoan, human
revered as god. Like, there's actually a person who has the title of god who lives in Skypiea.
Oh, that's true. Also, did you notice that he kind of looked like that? You remember the fire dance?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of looked like that shit that they threw up.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. I remember you saying, like, this reminds me of Skypiea. Yeah, you're right. It does kind of, like, remind me of them. Like, when they were dancing around the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did kind of look like it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I don't know.
There's too many questions. God damn it. We need to wrap this shit up. I understand.
Jinbei, Fishman Island, Joy Boy. Joy Boy is Sun God Nika. Sun God Nika, part of Luffy's Devil Fruit. Luffy ate Devil Fruit. Luffy is Joy Boy. But what's Joy Boy supposed to do? Like, what's the end game here?
Free all slaves.
Questions for later.
Go check out our merch. Yeah. The link will be in the bio. Appreciate you guys for listening in. Welcome us out.
Hope you all enjoyed.
Yeah.
Struggle.